Biff Grimes, owner and operator of Biff's Coffee Service, now wants to be known as Biff Service Grimes. But it's a well-deserved name because all of his present customers will testify that Biff Grimes does give great service. Whether it be a one-pot coffee maker or the whole works, Biff Grimes gives great service. And there's more to Biff's Coffee Service than just coffee. Biff has a soft drink center which can dispense up to 4 different kinds of flavors. He has a snack machine which holds candy and gum as well as chips and cookies. And he has what he calls his Coffee Inn, which has a built-in honor system that makes just one cup of coffee at a time. And that way, you don't have to clean up glass pots or throw out old batches of coffee. Be sure to call him about all the things he has. Biff's Coffee Service and much more. The number, 835-9494. 835-9494. And when you talk to Biff, remember his new middle name, Biff Service Grimes.
The News Authority, KARN, Little Rock. It's 4 o'clock, and with this hour's news, Don Corbett.
Good afternoon. A Senate committee today gave a do-pass recommendation to Senator Ben Allen's so-called alternate home rule plan. The two proposed laws, Senate Bills 391 and 392, may come up in the Senate early this week. Senator Allen calls his bills a viable alternative to Governor Pryor's proposed home rule package.
What we're talking about is a provision that a local community, after a vote by its people, can enact any tax that it wants to, a sales tax or an income tax, so as to provide for its needs within the community. I want to emphasize again, after the people vote for it, it would become effective.
The big difference between the governor's proposal and Senator Allen's plan is that Senator Allen's bills would provide local tax credit as an incentive for cities or counties that enact new taxes. The House this afternoon rejected an attempt by proponents of Governor Pryor's home rule plan to immediately consider passage. The bill returned to a House committee where an amendment will be voted on. This is ARN News.
Back in the 40s, people would catch colds or flu from dancing into the wee hours at the USO. And for the coughs that followed, they took Creomulsion. Why is Creomulsion still a top seller while other cough medicines have come and gone? Instead of just suppressing coughs, Creomulsion helps get rid of them. Its natural ingredients help clear away stuffy phlegm. Try Creomulsion, a big help for over 50 years. Use as directed. Children and grown-ups are different. Ask any kid.
They eat collard greens and turnips and spinach and broccoli. And children don't.
Because kids are different, give them Creomulsion for children, for coughs from colds or flu. Not a strong adult cough medicine. It helps little systems get rid of cough-causing phlegm. Creomulsion for children. Use as directed.
We like to get all dirty and play rough.
Senator McClellan said today the Coast Guard contract for Falcon jet aircraft is good for the Arkansas economy. Senator McClellan spoke today at groundbreaking ceremonies in Little Rock for an $8 million expansion to accommodate that Coast Guard order for 41 medium-range surveillance jets. Batesville Mayor Peyton Golden says he may sue the Department of Pollution Control and Ecology in order to keep the city dump open. Pollution Control has ordered that facility closed by Thursday. The retired publisher of the Northwest Arkansas Times newspaper at Fayetteville, George Gerhardt, has died at Dallas of an apparent heart attack. He was 51. More from Dave Henderson.
Gerhardt was a native of Fort Smith. He was taken to a hospital yesterday after complaining of chest pains. He was in Dallas to attend a wedding. Gerhardt, who had a history of heart trouble, retired from the Times in 1975 to head an advertising agency in Fayetteville. He began his journalism career with the Jonesboro Sun after graduation from the University of Arkansas in 1949. He later worked as telegraph editor of the Globe in Joplin, Missouri. He went to the Times in 1951 as advertising manager and was named the paper's general manager in 1959. Gerhardt became publisher of the newspaper in May of 1968. Dave Henderson for KNWA and ARN.
Sheriff Leon Barlow of Garland County says his office has a strong lead on a suspect in the slaying of Deputy Sheriff Linda Edwards. Her skeletal remains were found this weekend in a wooded area near Hot Springs. The Senate today approved a House bill to appropriate money for a new junior college at West Memphis. Governor Pryor does not endorse that proposal. More in a moment.
The folks at Rebsamen Insurance know about teamwork. Just like any winning team, Rebsamen Insurance depends on each team member to be the very best in his field. You can put Rebsamen's team to work for you, too, whether your business is retailing, contracting, farming, or whatever. At Rebsamen Insurance, we've got the professionals to take care of your needs.
Taking care of business means taking care of you.
Our business is taking care of your business. We're Rebsamen Insurance.
At the close on the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat for March at 276.5 was down 1.25. Corn for March at 254 down 1. Soybeans down 4.25 for March at 729.75. November at 690 was down 2.5. Oats for March, 176.75 down 4.5. Chicago Mercantile Exchange, live cattle for February at 3832 down 10. Feeder cattle for March at 4030 down 5. Live hogs for February, 4090 down 17. New York Cotton Exchange, March closed at 77.65, up 55 points. December 69.45, up 138 points. This is Bob Bice.
Stocks closed higher on the New York market today, rebounding from early losses. 30 industrials up 6.81, 938.33. Mostly cloudy, windy, and colder this afternoon with 20% chance of showers. Clear and colder tonight, then fair and cold tomorrow. Low tonight, mid-20s. High tomorrow in the mid-40s. At 405, 48 degrees. Don Corbett, ARN News.
Results of the fifth race at Oaklawn this afternoon, a service of Horns at 7th and Center.
Well, folks are really excited about that newly remodeled store at Horns at 7th and Center and the addition of some fine, fine merchandise there. And the racks are really full. And the big and tall man, well, he's delighted to know that at Horns now you can find up to size 52 extra longs and up to size 56 regulars. And they have a nice selection for you to choose from, taking care of the needs of the big and tall man at a very, very reasonable price. Now, the thing I want to talk about now is the big warehouse sale that's going on right across the street from their main store on 7th Street. And let me tell you what you can do with the $20 bill. You can go to that warehouse sale and come out with a suit and a sport coat. Now, does that sound unbelievable? Well, it may, but it's true. And May said clear out the warehouse, and that's what they're going to do. Suits and all-weather coats for just $14.95 each. Sport coats and pants for only $4.95 each. See what even a $5 bill can buy these days. At Horns Warehouse on 7th, right across from Horns at 7th and Center.
Fifth race at Oaklawn this afternoon, a $12,500 allowance race for 3 and 4-year-olds, went 6 furlongs and the win time, 1:12 and 2/5. The win horse, First Marquee, paid $32.60, $12.80, and $6.60. The place horse, Rustler, paid $7.20 and $4.20. And the show horse, Bill Bonbright, paid $3.60. That's results of the fifth race at Oaklawn this afternoon, a service of Horns at 7th and Center. Sixth race results upcoming on KARN. Today, this is KARN, the gentle sound of Little Rock, at 413, 48 degrees.
If you'd like to win a $1,000 landscape job for your home or business, then be sure to register at Green Thumb Garden Center, Fair Park and Asher Ave, Little Rock. There's no purchase required, but you must live within a 50-mile radius of Little Rock. Register as often as you wish. Winner announced April 30th. Green Thumb Garden Center. For plants, plant leasing, garden supplies, and landscaping. Fair Park and Asher Ave, Little Rock. Open 7:30 to 5:30 Monday through Saturday. Green Thumb.
Macaroni and cheese is the good cook's way to make ends meet.
I'm a good cook, at least that's what they tell me, and I must say we eat good. Nothing fancy, but like I say, I never get any complaints about my cooking. Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner, I usually serve that Wednesday night, and they like it. Everybody likes it. The cheese sauce is good and hearty, and it gives me a good feeling to know Kraft made it. Because with my family, I just don't like the idea of cutting corners. Look at it this way. Where else can you find something you feel so good about putting on the table? And it only costs about 11 cents a serving.
Kraft macaroni and cheese is the good cook's way to make ends meet.
A good cook too.
Sweet sweet savings now through Valentine's Day at Fortner's TV and Appliance on Kelvinator appliances. Save $110 on a Kelvinator 15-foot custom upright no-frost freezer with loads of door storage and large slide-out basket. Just $419.95 during the cash and carry clearance sale at Fortner's. Save $20 on an energy-saving Kelvinator portable dishwasher with the features you want most for $289.95. Pro 1050 hair dryers, only $15 while they last. Fortner's TV and Appliance, 5600 Maplevale Pike, right behind the Metropolitan Bank on South University.
At 4:15, this KARN reminder, you know, women busy running a household might just as well be running a small business. And more than likely, it's your job to make appointments, set schedules, and then see that your family meets them. Here's a reminder from the American Heart Association and KARN about one very special appointment for you and your entire family. Have regular medical checkups. It's 4:21 at the gentle sound of KARN in Little Rock right now. Cloudy skies, 48 degrees.
Channel 4 Eyewitness News Assignment Editor John Hudgens. In the news this February 14th, Little Rock police answer some charges in federal court. A grease fire will be blamed on the blaze at a Pine Bluff apartment complex. And Deborah Mathis reports on the Gruzin trial from Danville. These stories and more tonight at 6.
Channel 4 Eyewitness News is everywhere.
We know a special way to live.
Cares about its cars constantly. Under the Avis Car Care Program, rigidly enforced inspection procedures are designed to reduce operating problems, to keep our Chrysler engineered and other fine cars constantly safe and clean. Our cars are checked thoroughly before they go to the ready line for rental, and they're serviced at regular intervals. To rent an Avis car, just call toll-free 800-331-1212. Taking care of our cars takes time. Many of our maintenance teams work all night, but it's worth trying harder to give you a car that you can depend on.
Avis, we don't know another way. Keep on trying, Avis. We try harder, Avis. Avis, we don't know.
The giving of candy on Valentine's Day is a time-honored tradition. Your grandfather probably sent a box to your grandmother years and years ago. Chances are it was almost as good as Nunnally's. Nunnally's comes in a wide selection of some of the finest candy made. Milk chocolate, luscious creams, pecan pats, and more. Your grandfather didn't have Nunnally's, but you can. Stop by any of these fine drugstores.
Benton Rexall Drugstore or West Side Pharmacy in Benton.
At 4:23, Little Rock's forecast calling for a slight chance of showers throughout the remainder of this afternoon. Tonight, clear and colder, fair and cold tomorrow. That low tonight around 25, the high tomorrow 45. Right now, cloudy skies, 48 degrees at 9:20 on your dial, KARN.
2 stories, 2.5 baths for only $32.5. All of that going for as little as 8% interest, VA and FHA approved. Head down the new Benton Highway. Take the Bryant exit and head north to Highway 5. Take a left at that point and look for the Spring Hill Manor sign or call Stillman Construction Company at 847-3642. 847-3642.
The sixth race at Oaklawn this afternoon, a $12,000 race for 3 and 4 year olds, went 6 furlongs. The win time 106 3/5. The win horse, Hill Carry. Hill Carry paid $320, $260, and $260. The place horse Worksheet paid $7 and $560, and the show horse Another Ticket paid $5.80. That's the results of the sixth race at Oaklawn this afternoon, a service of Spring Hill Manor. Results of the seventh race upcoming on your sporting authority, KARN.
Volare, the small station wagon that's fast becoming one of the most popular cars on the road. See it, drive it at Sid Hayden Incorporated and find out why a Volare station wagon offers more. practical and compact, yet roomy and comfortable with the ride and pep of a much bigger car. A Valari station wagon holds 6 passengers, and it's easy in and out of the 4 wide doors. Lots of family-sized cargo space, too. Valari, the small station wagon that acts big. See it at Sid Hayden Incorporated, 5502 West 65th.
Listening, and you'll hear everything you may have missed today in the world of news and sports on Afternoon Recap, beginning at 5:05 on your News and Sports Authority, KARN, at 4:43, 48 degrees in Little Rock.
Escape, get away to Arkansas's great outdoors.
Catching more fish is every fisherman's dream. That's why the Arkansas Fishing Academy was organized. Now there's professional guidance to catching more fish. Little Rock attorney Austin McCaskill Sr. is a satisfied graduate.
Overall, I thought the course was well handled and the teachers were excellent. And they did a real good job and an interesting, and made it real interesting to us.
If you're interested in learning more about fishing and catching more fish, plan to attend an informative and entertaining free 2-hour introductory class by the Arkansas Fishing Academy, Tuesday night, February 15th at 7 p.m., Little Rock Convention Center, room 102. The first 25 people to attend will receive free fishing lures. It will be a night to remember. This Tuesday, February 15th, room 102, a free class at Little Rock Convention Center by the Arkansas Fishing Academy.
Hey, get away.
Brownings, Mexican food for the family.
Want a lift at lunch that's light on your stomach and your budget? Come to Brownings North, the new Brownings at JFK and McCain in North Little Rock. Their Mexican luncheon menu is just right for putting spice in your day. Inexpensive, but tasty. Over half a dozen to choose from, so try them all at Brownings North, serving Mexican favorites daily at JFK and McCain in North Little Rock. Brownings, north of the river.
More than a drugstore.
Attention residents of West Little Rock. The new Medic Pharmacy next to Coy Steakhouse on Rodney Barham is celebrating their grand opening. This week only, save on Triamedicine cold and decongestant tablets. Package of 12, only 49 cents. And a package of 24, now just 89 cents. And register for a free AC/DC 9-inch portable TV. No purchase required. Doors open at 9 a.m. at the new Medic Pharmacy on Rodney Barham next to Coy's.
More than a drugstore.
At 4:44, Little Rock's forecast, clearing and cold tonight, clear and cold tomorrow and tomorrow night, fair and not quite so cold on Wednesday. That low tonight around 25, the high tomorrow 45, the low tomorrow night down into the low 20s. Right now, 48 degrees, cloudy skies at KARN. At 9:20 on the dial, you're listening to the gentle sound of KARN. You know, because fuel is so vital to our country right now, KARN encourages wise usage and elimination of waste. Check all your doors and your windows for possible heat loss and weather strip where it might be needed. Right now, 48 degrees, cloudy skies in Little Rock.
Rector Phillips Morse. Our sign stands out front.
You might say community involvement is a requirement rather than an option at RPM. That's why so many of our people are involved in civic organizations. To be involved in community growth and development, you roll up your sleeves and pitch in. You spend a lot of time after hours and on weekends. We believe in community involvement from our people because we live here, because we think it's our responsibility.
Rector Phillips Morse. Our sign stands out front.
And they're off to Hot Springs for a day at the track and a stay in the Spa City. In the field are the dozens of choice restaurants. It's Italian followed by Japanese. Closing in, family-style Southern fare and thick steak within striking distance. The final turn around one of the many accommodations. We're in the stretch. Relax and enjoy Hot Springs' famous thermal baths while you check the form for today's races. And the winner is...
The winner is the family that enjoys all of Hot Springs when they come to the races.
Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
From a whopping good old-fashioned breakfast to a full-fledged feast of meats, vegetables, salads, and desserts, the Royal Castle Smorgasbord is the place to really treat the family without giving your pocketbook the treatments. Special prices, too, for children under 10. And Monday through Thursday evenings and all day Sunday, just $2.69 plus beverage and tax for adults. Every day, there's a Royal Castle specialty like Fisherama on Monday and Friday nights. It's a family kind of place. The Royal Castle Smorgasbord, Geyer Springs and Forbing Road.
If you're wondering what happened in the business world today, did things go up or did things go down? You'll find out as Don Corbett goes through that and much, much more on Afternoon Recap, right here beginning at 5:05 on your news authority, KARN. A day for the people of Arkansas. You're listening to the gentle sound of KARN.
Okay, guys, let's keep it moving.
You got it.
This time last month, I was only a shipping clerk. But let me start at the beginning. You see, it all started one afternoon with this 10-pound package we had to ship 500 miles. I sent it on Trailways Package Express for $5. That beat the price of Express Mail by about $4 and the price of Air Express by about $13. But here's the real kicker. Trailways got it there the next morning and even called the guy we sent it to tell him his package had arrived. I don't have to tell you. The boss was happy when he found out I saved him a couple of bucks on one package. But you should have seen him when he realized we ship over 5,000 packages just like that one every year.
Excuse me, Herb. Could you come into my office for a few minutes? I've got a couple of ideas I want to talk over with you.
Sure thing, Mr. Randall. Like I said, last month I was only a shipping clerk, but this month I'm head of the shipping department. You want a tip that's guaranteed to pay off? Check out Trailways Package Express. Believe me, lowering your company's shipping costs can only give your career a lift.
Chance of rain out of the forecast for tonight. Right now, 48 degrees, cloudy skies at KARN Little Rock. It's 5 o'clock.
NBC Radio News. A standoff continues in New Rochelle, New York, between police and a man who has shot and killed at least five persons. This is Bob Kane. Police identify the gunman as Freddie Cowan. They say he has shot and killed four co-workers and a policeman. The incident began about 10 hours ago at the moving and storage company which had suspended Cowan from his job 2 weeks ago. NBC News correspondent Robert Hager is in New Rochelle.
Police are afraid Cowan may be holding one or more employees of Neptune as hostage, so for the time being, they're afraid to storm the building. Meantime, police and FBI negotiating teams and Cowan's parents are in the building on the ground floor. They've tried to talk to Cowan by telephone and by shouting in the air conditioning ducts, but for hours now, Cowan has not answered back. For the time being, authorities are prepared to wait him out. Robert Hager, NBC News, New Rochelle, New York.
The nun, who is principal of the Catholic grade school attended by Cowan, describes him as a brilliant but sensitive child. He is a Vietnam veteran, a weightlifter, described now by some neighbors and co-workers as a hater of minority groups and an admirer of the Nazis. More news after this.
The great Armor hot dog controversy. Is the dog kids love to bite just for kids?
Norma Tomac, school teacher. Armor hot dogs aren't just for kids. They're the dog teachers love to bite. We love that juicy hot dog flavor. No fillers or cereals. Just good, delicious meat. Armor hot dogs. The dog teachers love to bite.
Reach for quality. Reach for the stars. Armor.
I'm Clifton Davis. Here's a test. True or false? Every year, more than 170,000 school children suffer from some degree of eye injury. Well, it's true. And most of these accidents are needless. Parents have to learn about potential hazards to their children's eyes. The Society for the Prevention of Blindness has information in keeping your child's eyes safe. Write for it. Box 426, New York, New York, 10019. And while you're at it, help the Society in its work with a generous contribution.
This just in, a flurry of activity has just been reported in New Rochelle. A police spokesman tells NBC News that the man with the gun...